The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the people in the synagogue of Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Last week, you might remember I mentioned that at this time in Lent, the readings begin to focus now on Christ our Lord and on his passion and death. All the focus from now on out begins to be on that subject for our sake. And you hear that once again today. Okay? Now, there's many, many reasons why the people of Nazareth rejected the Lord the same way that they would go on and reject him on the hill of Calvary. Many reasons why. This morning, let's just focus on only one. They were unable to see the hand of God working in deliberate ordinariness. Problem then, and a problem now. Something to think about, okay? It was also a problem in the days of Naaman the Syrian and Elisha the prophet back in the first reading. Okay, so you heard the story, Naaman the mighty commander, king from the king of Aram, highly esteemed. The Lord had brought great victory to Aram. And yet, in spite of all that, mighty Naaman had leprosy. And he heard about the great prophet Elisha down in Israel. And so he gathers up all of his goods and he takes his 10 silver talents and his 6,000 gold pieces and his 10 festal garments and a letter from the king, and he makes the great journey down to Israel to see the great prophet Elisha. And what happens? Elisha doesn't even go out to see him. He just sends him a letter. "Go wash in the river." Deliberately ordinary, right? And you heard what Naaman said. He couldn't take it. He's like, "No, there's plenty of rivers back in Damascus where I came from. This is ridiculous." And if it wasn't for the intervention of the lowly servant, who, by the way, was humble enough to see the hand of God, he would have missed God's blessing entirely. And so it often is. We miss God's blessings because we miss his deliberate ordinariness. Just like the story now that you heard in the gospel with our Lord in the synagogue at Nazareth. This gospel passage follows immediately after Jesus reads from the book of the prophet Isaiah, which predicts all these qualities of the Messiah, and he's going to set the people free, and he's going to cure the blind. And then Jesus rolls up the scroll and he says, "This passage has been fulfilled in your hearing." And the people all scratch their heads and look at one another and they say, "This guy? Don't we know his relatives? Don't we know his kinsmen? Him?" And it was so ordinary. They missed him in his deliberate ordinariness. And the thing I'd like to ask you to consider now is, as it was then, so it is now. So very often we miss this. Our Lord was born in a stable and everyone missed it. And he was crucified outside Jerusalem. Another ordinary day in the Roman criminal justice system. For us, the axis of all history. But everyone missed it. And because our Lord wants to deliberately invoke faith from us, a free faith decision. When he walked this earth, our Lord appeared to be very, very ordinary. And it took a great deal of faith to look at him and to say, "My Lord and my God." And then he ascended into heaven, but passed out of our sight. But his presence passed mysteriously into the sacraments. And now it takes a great deal of faith to look at the Blessed Sacrament and say, "My Lord and my God." Or to go to confession to a very ordinary priest and believe that Jesus himself is forgiving in that instance. It's very, very difficult because we're always thinking God's going to act extraordinarily. But he works through our ordinary daily duties. That's his will for our lives. And he works through a very ordinary church filled with very ordinary people who make often very erroneous decisions. And yet through it all, God is at work. And this is something to keep in mind now as we make our way through Lent. Okay? Something that we need to keep in mind. We often miss the hand of God in our lives because we're not looking low enough. So don't be like Naaman the Syrian. Don't be like the people in the synagogue at Nazareth. Don't be like those people that jeered at our Lord at the foot of the cross. If something seems too ordinary, very often that means that it comes directly from heaven, because God's will, most of the time, is right in front of your face. Amen.